Hello.
Hi, can you speak to Mr. Brown, please?
Hi, you're speaking to him.
Hi, John. It's Michael calling you back from MMA Legal. So how are
Hi,
you?
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm sorry we missed each other, buddy. I've just received a message, and this is me obviously calling you back.
Yeah.
How's things, John?
Ah, not too bad.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, John, sorry, have you got 5 minutes to have a quick chat with me?
I have got plenty of time.
Fantastic. Like I said, John, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator here at MMA Legal. I just need to let you know that all our calls are recorded for the training and monitoring purposes.
Yep.
My role, John, is you're my case now. I'm going to carry your case through to hopefully payment.
Yep.
So I need to get to know you a little bit. I do know your case so far. I've read all your documents. We don't need to go over that at the minute.
Yep.
My job is to find out how your time and care has followed you into your adult life.
Yeah.
What I'll then do, obviously through the likes of drink, drugs, any sort of depression, PTSD, anxiety.
Yeah.
What I'll then do is I'll write to those relevant authorities and I'll build a picture of how your life has been affected from your time and care.
Yeah.
What that'll do is obviously try and maximise, obviously, or substantiate our claim or your claim.
Yeah.
And maximise, obviously, our claim value. Is that okay, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect. I will have to ask you a couple of taxing questions, buddy, and I will be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask them, so I apologise in advance.
That's all right.
Have you ever suffered or do you suffer with depression or anxiety, Mr. Brown?
I suffer from anxiety and depression.
Okay. Depression. Okay. Okay, and are you medicated? Do you get medication prescribed from your GP?
I actually stopped taking the medication that they were prescribing because it was making me kind of suicidal.
Yeah, okay. But they did prescribe medication for you at some
point? Yeah, I have been prescribed in the past, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So what I'll do is I'm going to write to your GP with your permission.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell them why. I don't need to. And I'm going to request all of your medical records.
Yep.
And obviously, the fact that you suffer with anxiety and depression, we can tie that back to your trauma that you suffered in when you were a youngster.
Well, what makes it a wee bit more easier for you is I've been diagnosed through a psychologist with a complex PTSD.
Oh, wow. And was that through your GP? Was that a referral?
That was a referral through a mental health nurse. I contacted Treble One in Scotland. The out-of-care service for the NHS. Contacted them, spoke to an NHS mental health worker. She put a referral in for psychology.
Yeah.
The psychologist. This was during COVID period, so I only attended 3 appointments with psychologists.
Okay.
I ended up with COVID myself, and that broke down. I'm actually waiting on a waiting list at the moment to get back to the same psychologist that diagnosed me.
Okay, I'll take the details as well in a second. I'll just finish my notes and then I'll jump on to GP, any sort of hospitals. Have you ever tried to take your own life, John? Or is it you suicidal?
I have in the past, yeah.
Okay.
I've tried hanging myself. I've tried what sort of made me see the reality of what I was doing was where I live next to the M8 motorway, which is the main motorway between Edinburgh and Glasgow.
Yeah.
I actually tried to walk out in front of a truck one night.
Oh, wow.
Luckily, the truck missed me. The driver put it to the hard shoulder. He got a grip of me, took me to the side. We spoke, and he actually spoke to me with the reality of what the after that
would have been.
Sort of educated me on it that I wouldn't have just been destroying my life and my family's, my kids' life.
No.
I would have been destroying his life and his family's life at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of put a stop on any suicide, but obviously the thoughts are always there.
No, that's amazing. It's amazing that he's he stepped in to educate you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was the fact that he could have lost his job, he could have went to jail if he had hit me with the truck and things, yeah. You know what I mean? But luckily, he managed to swerve out the way of where I was on the motorway. It was a three-lane section, so he was able to get out of the way. He's got onto the hard shoulder, just stopped his vehicle, high vision, grabbed me off the motorway, and he spoke to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's meant to be there for you, wasn't he?
Oh, he was there for me. Like, he stated that he's no there to judge me or anything. A lot of people do it. Again, a lot of people take their own lives, but they don't think of the consequences or the reality of what their actions are.
No, I know a train driver who's been through that, and he just said, you know, these people obviously have some tunnel vision. They don't realise the implications of when they jump onto that track, and I'm a foot away from them, the front of the train.
Yep.
It absolutely devastates the train drivers.
Oh yeah, they're left with the trauma as well. So it's no fair on that person having to deal with that trauma. Just you're going through trauma.
Yeah, do you know what, John? I've lived through suicide. One of my best friends, it was my uncle really. I've been through, so I've seen the after effects on the family. But the point I'm trying to make is you're spreading your misery, aren't you?
Yeah, that's
onto your family members. You're
taking your depression or your anxiety, etc. Because I was medicated at the time. I wasn't thinking. I was taking drugs as well, so I wasn't thinking clearly. I went away, I had a breakdown with my immediate family, my sister and stuff, and because I had no one around me to turn to, it led me into that situation.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you thought that was the only option, buddy. Honestly, I admire your bravery, just being able to talk to me about it, I really do. I can't stress. Yeah.
It's the fact I've got four kids now, okay, what I mean? At the time, I only had the two kids, but at the same time, they were losing a father, what I mean? So I was quite selfish, and I realised, obviously, the reality it's hit me is my kids were going to be left without a dad because my selfish actions.
No, definitely. I've seen it. Like I said, we were only 15 and his dad hung himself. And my best friend, our mums were best friends, and I was one, he was zero. We got pictures of us on the couch together. We grew up together. And he had the bags and bags and bags of potential. It could have been anything. And next thing you know, he's in and out of rehab.
Yeah.
Drinking drugs, smoked cannabis right the way through, masked the trauma.
Well, that's what I had done from I was 12 years old, was mask my trauma through cannabis use and amphetamine. I'm now abstinent from cannabis 28 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So I'm 42 years old now, okay, what I mean? So I've smoked it 30 years, and I'm now abstinent 28 weeks. So
that's amazing.
I feel good in myself, like, but at the same time, it has caused a lot of problems, the drugs. The drug side of things, you know what I mean?
Like,
I missed your call today because I was actually at court for possession of drugs with intent to supply.
Okay.
So I could have actually been looking at a 3 to 5 year sentence today.
Which
has actually went the opposite way. I've been tagged for I'm getting tagged for 9 months, 2 year supervision, and $225 to meet together. So I was lucky not to receive a custodial.
Yeah. Of course, they're all signs, aren't they? But these are all signs. The fact that you're out, you're not stuck in a jail cell. The fact that guy jumped out the truck and educated you and gave you the talk. And so these are all signs, aren't they, that, you know, you have got, there's hope for you.
Well, life's bigger than the traumas that you suffer, Ken. What I mean is...
We can't discount them, John. We definitely can't discount or diminish what you've been through, buddy.
Yep.
You know, because some of the stuff is absolutely horrendous. But it's, you know, you just need to help. You just need some help with some coping mechanisms, don't you?
So that's it. That's why I'm waiting on psychology now, because I'm quite abstinent for all drugs, etc. Looking to try and progressively improve my life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say better my life, just to improve it. You know what I mean? To give me a fair enough. It might be I'm at my midlife stage now, so hopefully it can help me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, look, you
and give me
well.
Coping mechanisms to deal with things properly.
Yeah. John, I've seen the after effects of people coming off cannabis for years. My friend's got bipolar with psychosis. My other friend came off and he was banging on institutional doors, begging them to take him away.
Yeah.
He ended up turning Muslim. He's the least Muslim person you could ever think of in your life.
Yep.
He ended up turning Muslim. I've seen it, buddy, and you're doing amazing to be 20. Was it 28 days or 28 weeks?
28 weeks, absolutely.
That's amazing, Well done.
It was just one day I decided I don't want this. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
I think it was just after my little boy was born. I thought my youngest is 7 months old now. You know what I mean? So it was after he was born that I decided enough's enough.
Yeah, well done.
I don't need this in my life anymore. It doesn't help with the depression or the anxiety.
No,
you know?
Of course not. Because you're going to have to. That's going to come at you in waves, isn't it? Because of you know, obviously, you know, you're of clearer mind now.
Well, that's it.
The drugs mask a lot of that, don't they? And dull.
Oh, I will. I'm an antisocial person. You know what I mean? I don't like socialising.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this with being off the drugs, etc. Hopefully, I can socialise a wee bit more, etc. Now, I don't like groups. I challenge authorities all the time. You know what I mean? I hate social workers. I don't trust social works after what happened to me in care, etc.
Yeah, of course, I get you distrust.
It's one of them. They're involved in my new baby. You know what I mean? And it's like I find it very hard because they failed me when I was under their care.
Yeah, of course. I get it. You just got to live for your kids now, John, isn't it? Look at your kids. I don't want to put them through the pain that I've been through.
See, I don't want my kids to suffer anything that I've been through.
Yeah.
Beating through my father, etc. I would never do that to my kids. I've got a wee boy at 12 year old. He's experiencing bullying and that in high school now. And I'm trying to teach him, well, if you let the bullies get to you, then you're going to hurt yourself or you're going to hurt someone else.
Yeah.
Try to explain this to him. And he stated to me, Dad, look, I don't want to fight back with people because if I fight back, I'm going to hurt someone. But I also told him, speak to me because I don't want you hurting yourself. If you're no standing up for yourself physically, come and speak to me. If your mum's not listening, come speak to Dad. I'll listen to you and I'll try and guide you the best way. I'll try and help you through it because I went through, obviously, I was bullied as a kid and I felt anti-bullied.
Yeah.
So I've seen both sides of the wall, you know what I mean? And it's like, whatever road you want to go down, I'll help you. But I don't want you turning into that person that I was.
No, I think you're going to protect them, mate. Can I take your GP's details, please, John?
It's Ashgrove Medical Practice. I'm trying to.
See, I don't need the address. Just point me whereabouts is it? Is that in Bathgate?
It's in Blackburn, West Lothian.
Blackburn. West Lothian, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know the. Where was it that you went to see the psychiatrist, buddy?
That was St John's Hospital that I've seen her. That's in Livingston.
St John's Hospital. Okay. Okay, in Livingston. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to write to these two. I'll write to the hospital. I'm going to write to your GP. I'll write to the care settings. Do you want the information that I get from your time in care, John? Do you want me to send you in?
If you want, I'm not really fussed. It's something that I've been trying to block out for years now.
I don't have to. If you want me to, if you want me to, go through it myself. That's no problem.
Yeah,
some clients want us to piece bits of the puzzle together. Other clients don't want it because they obviously don't want to mull over it.
That period in my care system, that was foster care, and my foster dad died when I was there, so it's one of them. I kind of had major trauma with that, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Closest to when I get it, I'll offer you it, and if you want it, then I'll send you it. If you don't, then I'll keep it. So that's not a problem. So what I'll do is, once we've got all the information, John, I'll either come up or we'll go through it over the phone. We'll run through all of your statements, making sure that we've got absolutely every detail in there before we what's called finally submit or final submission to the Scottish Redress. From there, we'll hopefully then get a panel date, John, where a panel will judge on your case. And hopefully then we'll get an offer. We'll either advise you to accept or reject that offer, dependent on, you know, what the offer is, obviously. And then obviously we'll then fight to get you the maximum amount of recognition. And also some cash compensation.
Well, being physically assaulted almost every day, I was sexually abused before I went into care. Before that, then going into care after that, being in a violent household, I wasn't the best of kids, if that makes sense.
Don't blame you.
I had full-grown adults physically putting hands on me, you know what I mean? They say that it was restraining techniques that they were trained by the police, etc. Sorry, but I'm a kid in care. You have no right. You're like my mother and father. You've no right to actually lay your hand on me.
No,
it doesn't matter if you're trying to restrain me or not. Sometimes I was pinned to a floor, you know what I mean? I was actually held down by my arms and my legs by 4+ members of staff so that I couldn't do anything. That could have been through fighting with other residents, etc., in the care system, you know what I mean? I went through the same similar stuff or other things that I went through that ended me up in care. So it's just one of them. It's kind of had a knock-on effect where it has actually destroyed my way of life.
My
future, if that makes sense, it's destroyed.
Because
I don't trust authorities. Any jobs that I've had, obviously I'm signed off now with complex PTSD, so in the jobs that I've had, any challenge for authority, etc., like I don't know what to study in before I went into certain job roles. I've mainly worked in kitchen, so I've got a very good knowledge of the kitchen system. I've got people trying to challenge me through working hours, and it's like through COVID I worked 74 hours a week. We got a new manager, then he cut my hours down to 19 and a half hours a week, and it was like, but you're coming to me every week and asking me how many hours that I can do next week, and I'm explaining to you I can do maximum hours, and yet you're giving me minimum hours, then you're laughing at me about it. I was like, that's
pissing
off my mental health. I was like, you're trying to torture me, and I actually lost it.
Yeah, it is.
That's
bullying, isn't it?
Well, I almost got physical with the guy, you know what I mean? To the point where I actually had to walk away from him. And ever since then, it's been like, most people that I've had to deal with, I've done security and things. My ex-bosses were ex-police officers.
Yeah.
So they actually spoke to me like a human being and tried to help teach me the ways of life rather than being this horrible person that just wanted to take drugs and that all the time or some alcohol.
Yeah.
Because my dad was an alcoholic.
Yeah,
alcohol was not an issue for me. But me and my older brother, he was the only one in the house on drugs. But I grew up in scenes where it was rife with drugs. You know what I mean? Witnessing people committing suicide every other day, etc. And it's just been one of the horrible sort of things for the care system. Thinking that social services have got to actually help me here. Them actually abusing their actual power.
Yeah.
It's kind of thrown me who do I actually trust in life?
No, exactly. Okay.
Even my partner's Hungarian, I don't trust her, do you know what I mean?
Was that because she's Hungarian, or?
No, it's just because she's a woman, do you know what I mean? I don't trust her.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Like, in November, I got charged with a domestic assault. I didn't assault her. Had a verbal argument with her.
Yeah.
Had a verbal altercation in bed. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm seeing myself getting taken away in handcuffs.
Yeah.
So it goes first, aren't you? You telling someone that I hit you.
Yeah, that's
easy for
them,
isn't it?
I've literally just got back into my house today, do you know what I mean? I've had this house for nearly 7 years. And the court's actually just allowed me to come back to it today.
Yeah,
in November, so I've actually been sleeping on the couch in that for November. And obviously that's an impact to my childhood. Traumas, etc., where the trust factor, kind of no trust in people.
No, I get it.
What I'm going to do, John, is I'm going to touch base with you every few weeks. I'm going to send you an email and a letter in the next couple of days with all my contact information. I work for you, so I'll be on the other end of the phone for you at any time. I just need to explain, John, our fees and stuff, obviously, because this is such a sensitive nature, the claim. I need you to make sure you understand the fees and where we're going and what your options are. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm, John. What that entails is obviously you get your own evidence and submit your own case. And then it's obviously a game of trust then to see, you know, whether the Scottish Government will give you a fair compensation package. So that's an option for you. There are other law firms out there, John, who won't charge you any fees.
Yep.
They get paid direct from the Scottish Government. They're part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw.
Yep.
So legally, I can't divulge or I can't comment on their processes, what they would do for you, and probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can say is we reject that scheme. We've been advised to participate in it. We don't want it. We don't want a handout. What we have done is joined forces or doing a joint venture with you on a no-win, no-fee.
Yep.
What that means is if you win, we win. You lose, we lose. And it's on us to try and get you the maximum amount of money and recognition. How we do that, John, is our fees are capped at 20%, including VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
You may pay us less, but no matter how much work or time we spend on your case, you'll never pay us more. And also, it's a genuine no-win, no-fee. So that means is if we're not successful, you won't pay us any money.
Yeah.
Do you understand those three options, John?
Yeah, I understand them, yeah.
Okay, are you still happy for me to proceed with your case, buddy?
Aye.
Perfect. What I'll do, John, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. I'm going to get off and start working on your case now, getting all the information together. And I'll give you a call in a few weeks and let you know how I'm getting on.
No worries.
Mr. Brown?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you very much, buddy. Thanks, John. Thanks for calling me back.
All right. Cheers for your time.
No, okay. No problem. Anytime. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. All right.
Yeah, you too, John. Thank you, buddy.
Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.